McLean County government is exploring solar energy as a way to save on its energy bills. Eric Stock reports the county will likely need financial help for the program to see the light of day.
Normal Township recently had close to 800 solar panels installed on the roof of the Activity and Recreation Center. That got McLean County Board Member Lori Warab thinking maybe the county should look into solar energy.
It has the potential to save the county quite a bit of money, is my understanding. And number two, and perhaps ultimately the most important thing overall is, the environmental piece of it.
Warab is vice chair of the county board's property committee. The county reached out to Kai Ajayi. Ajayi is a project developer with Straight Up Solar, a company that builds solar installations. Ajayi has been helping local governments and nonprofits put up solar panels. It's through a program called Illinois Solar for All. It aims to provide better access to clean energy in low-income communities. Those who get the solar arrays don't pay for them, and the solar energy reduces energy costs. Yet Ajayi says the solar program can still be a hard sell.
The problem I have is convincing people that in this case there is such a thing as a free lunch.
Funding comes from energy users. The renewable energy fee on your monthly power bill goes into a fund the Illinois Power Agency uses to pay for Solar for All. Companies such as Straight Up Solar get funding to install the solar panels, while the company that finances the project can get a 26% tax credit and a renewable energy credit. That is an upfront payment that covers 15 years of energy production. The owners must pledge 65% savings on the energy the solar arrays produce. For example, Ajayi says the solar panels at the Activity and Recreation Center in Normal are expected to save Normal Township over $500,000 over 15 years.
The finance partner benefits because they make money. Straight Up Solar benefits because we get to build the array. The community benefits because ARC can provide more services to the community because they're not spending money on electricity, and we hire and put to work folks from the training pipeline program.
Solar builders have to employ trainees who have been incarcerated or were in foster care to be eligible. McLean County wants solar panels for two buildings in downtown Bloomington, the Law and Justice Center and the 200 West Front Street building where the county health department is located. Funding for the solar panels is competitive. It's based on a scoring system. Points are awarded for various factors, including if an area is low income. The county buildings meet that threshold, but they do not meet another key standard. They are not included in what's called an environmental justice area. Those are areas that face greater health risks based on things like pollution and socioeconomic factors. Ajayi plans to argue to Illinois Solar for All that part of downtown should be included. He has succeeded in getting parts of West Bloomington included in the environmental justice designation.
Those environmentally polluted areas tend to be in black and brown and poor areas. So they look at the demographics as well.
Illinois Solar for All plans to award $5.5 million for solar projects across the state this summer. Ajayi expects the program will get requests totaling twice that. Still, he's optimistic McLean County has a good chance to get funding.
I think they have a better than 50-50 chance to get the funding, primarily because they are public facilities, and what we've seen typically in previous submissions, The submissions have primarily been for nonprofits.
Ajayi says the Solar for All program has tried to balance funding between public facilities and nonprofits. Ajayi estimates the county would save $730,000 in energy costs over 25 years. But without the incentives through Illinois Solar for All, the county would have to pay the upfront costs on its own. County Board Member Josh Barnett chairs the property committee. Barnett says he's not sure the county is ready to invest in solar energy on its own.
I think it's still too early to make that determination. You know, at this point, we're still just trying to, you know, see where we are and see what credits may be available or grants to help make this a possibility.
Barnett is a Republican. He says he is pro-green energy, and he hopes this doesn't become a partisan issue.
There's been some resistance, you know, politically in the past from Republicans on renewable energy. But in my opinion, anything that we can have that's homegrown energy, like wind and solar, and lessens our dependence on foreign nations for our energy, is a win for the United States.
County Board Member Lori Wohlrab, a Democrat, says she would like to see the county go solar beyond just the Law and Justice Center and the Health Department, but she acknowledges those projects will need to demonstrate cost savings.
Regardless of people's political views on this, people, I would think, but I don't know, you know, would get behind it because it's a lot of what people look at on that board is, you know, the dollar, bottom line dollars.
McLean County Administrator Camille Rodriguez says the county could explore solar panels for other county properties in the future, such as the McLean County Nursing Home and the Highway Department building. But for now, she says the county is still in the research phase. I'm Eric Stott.
Another solar energy program called Illinois Shines that provides funding for solar projects throughout the state has run out of money. State lawmakers are expected to consider several proposals to replenish that funding. This is Sound Ideas.